You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The House moved swiftly Wednesday, voting 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump for incitement of insurrection for his role in last week's deadly attack on the Capitol, becoming the first president in U.S. history to be impeached for a second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened hours of debate on the floor.
He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love.
How do you feel about the House vote? What would you watch for in a Senate trial? How would you feel if it happened after Inauguration Day? It's 800-642-1234. Grace Seegers is a political reporter for CBS News. She was inside the Senate chamber last week during the attack. Grace, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Grace, what were your takeaways from the debate on the House floor yesterday?
Well, I was in the House chamber yesterday as well, and I would say that the mood was extremely tense. There was a lot of disdain on both sides for each of members of the other party. I also could really tell that there was a very big ideological divide between Democrats and Republicans in the arguments, where Democrats were arguing that this was very necessary and Republicans were arguing that this was just a retaliatory measure by Democrats who have always wanted to get rid of the president. That being said, 10 Republicans did vote in favor of impeachment, which makes it the most bipartisan impeachment that we've ever seen before. So in many ways, it is historic, and that is one of those ways.
Why do you think that Republicans didn't feel it was politically safe to impeach him?
Well, President Trump still has a very strong and supportive base. We have seen that from his voters and his supporters. As the president is very fond of pointing out, 74 million people voted for him. Now, 80 million people voted for Biden, but that's still a very significant chunk of people. And I think that a lot of Republicans are kind of biding their time to see how long President Trump holds his grip on the party before taking any direct moves against him.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California said a vote to impeach would further divide this nation. He also said,
"The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding."
But McCarthy stopped short of impeachment. Where do you think Republicans stand in regards to impeachment of the president?
I think Minority Leader McCarthy's words are very indicative of where the party is. So McCarthy last week voted to object to the Electoral College results. So it's a bit interesting to now hear him say that he doesn't want any more division, but is ready for unity across government. But I think that McCarthy is walking a very fine line where he voted against impeachment, but he also said that he supported censure of the president. So I do think that there are a lot of Republicans who are angry with the president and who do feel that he should have done more last week to prevent the rioters. But I think that they are unwilling to go so far as support impeachment, but would rather support some kind of censure. Now, it should be noted that a censure resolution would pretty much just be a formal condemnation of the president, but would not have any practical consequences.
Yeah, it wouldn't bar him from future office.
Exactly.
We're talking with Grace Seegers, a political journalist at CBS News. She's giving us the latest developments on Capitol Hill. Let's bring in John now, joining us from Stockton, California. Hi, John. What is on your mind?
Hi, how are you, ladies, today?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I actually had two concerns. My first one would be about the impeachment and why there is such a strong push to impeach the president with 6 days left in his presidency, which he has stated will be a peaceful transition. I'm wondering if it's more of a message being sent and trying to divide our country instead of having a valid reason for it. That was my first point.
And Jen, I want to pause there on that first point, asking what do Democrats hope to get out of this? Because President Trump, as John says, will leave office in 6 days.
You know, that's a great point and one that Republicans have brought up frequently as well. And the fact is that the Senate probably isn't going to bring up the impeachment trial until after the inauguration of Biden. So a lot of Republicans are saying this is just a retaliatory move. Now, something that Democrats are arguing is that it's about principle, and also they want to bar him from ever holding office again. So if he is convicted, then Congress can vote on whether he should ever be able to hold office again. And a lot of Democrats say that, no, he shouldn't. So it's partially about the principle and partially about ensuring that he can't hold office again.
Let's bring in Cole now, joining us from Sun Prairie. Hi, Cole. What do you think?
Hi. I definitely believe that impeachment was the right course of action, and that, you know, somebody needed to be held accountable for what happened, and especially the president who did not fulfill his duties in protecting the Constitution and the office on last week, Wednesday. So I find it absurd that the Republican arguments are we need to come together and heal and that this impeachment divides us, because we can't have healing without accountability. You don't commit a crime against somebody and say, okay, well, get over it. We need to heal. No, accountability is part of the healing process. And I think it just drives me nuts that Republicans either are not being objective in looking at this, or they're just playing politics and being completely disingenuous in the process.
Grace, did you hear this sentiment from Democrats on the floor yesterday?
Yes, I did, actually. That is pretty much exactly the argument that a lot of Democrats were making. Congressman McGovern, who is the chair of the Rules Committee, said at one point that he didn't want to be lectured by Republicans saying that they now wanted unity after last week they had voted to object to the Electoral College results. So I do think that there was a lot of anger on the Democratic side and feeling as if Republicans were being disingenuous in their calls to unity.
Can you paint a picture for us of the scene there at the Capitol as thousands of National Guard members were stationed in the Capitol during this floor session? What is it like in the building?
Yeah, I mean, my immediate reaction is that it was extremely weird. So I entered the Capitol yesterday, and I was walking through the Capitol Visitor Center to get from the Senate side to the House side. And lying on the floor were literally hundreds of National Guardsmen, most of them napping because they had been up overnight guarding the Capitol. So many of them napping on the hard marble floors of the Capitol, some of them cradling large guns as they napped. And it was just a very bizarre scene to walk through this large room that is usually filled with tourists and instead see so many members of the military.
You were at the Capitol in the Senate chamber, I understand, on last Wednesday during the insurrection. What was that like?
Yes, I was in the Senate chamber. And I mean, honestly, it was terrifying. And it becomes even more scary with each passing day when we learn more about what happened on Wednesday, because at the time, I honestly didn't really know what was going on. I just knew that we were being locked in the Senate chamber because of a security threat. I later found out days later that we came within literally seconds of having the rioters enter the chamber while the senators and myself were still in there. So in hindsight, it's even scarier than it was at the time. And at the time, it was pretty scary.
Where were you evacuated to? Where did they take you?
So So I can't say specifically, but it was a secure location within the Capitol complex. And it was just also very odd. I basically sat on the floor for 5 hours, and the only information that we would get would be from overhearing what was on the walkie-talkies from Capitol Police and other law enforcement near us. So it was a scary experience.
How are armed forces preparing for Inauguration Day next week?
Well, we are going to be seeing around 20,000 National Guard in Washington, D.C., which is an enormous amount. You're also seeing large fencing around the Capitol complex and road closures for several blocks around the complex. So you can hardly get within walking distance unless you have a credential. So I think what they're trying to do right now is just block it off as much as possible and really heighten the security presence so that even if anyone did come with the intent to disrupt, they wouldn't be able to get close enough to do so.
Very quickly, what happens to this article of impeachment? Will the House hold on to it? Will it immediately send it to the Senate?
So it's unclear. I believe that the House is going to send it to the Senate as soon as possible, with the knowledge that the Senate would not take it up until after President-elect Biden has been inaugurated. There were suggestions of holding on to the articles for the first 100 days of his term, but I do think that most Democrats want to get this over as soon as possible while the memories of the attack are still fresh.
Grace, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Grace Seegers is a political reporter for CBS News. Coming up, we talk with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin about the impeachment vote and what will happen in the Senate. What do you want to ask the senator from Wisconsin? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network.